be seated in the house of the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Calm in the crisis.
All right, now.
Do you ever find yourself going through something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Through health issues, through relationships,
yes.
Through financial issues.
Mm.
And as you begin to go through all of this stuff, you stop sometimes and you ask God, why?
Oh,
I mean, I know y'all holy. But sometimes when I'm going through, I want to know why.
Yes.
Because years ago, when I didn't care anything about praying and fasting and serving God, I was doing what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do, I would have understood it, God, if you would have did it then. But now, I'm halfway trying to do it right. And it seems like the more I try to do right, the worse my situation is getting. It seems like here I am stuck in something, and everybody around me, whenever they want something, need something, they just go for it, and it just falls right in place. But not me. I got to beg and go through this and go through this and stay up all night and do all this stuff just to get what I'm asking God for. See, when you find yourself pressing through something, God is saying to us that in the midst of you pressing through something, expect something big on the other end. See, if where you're going doesn't require press, there's nothing to reach on the other side. So here you are, children of God, and you find yourself going through something, and you begin to go through something, and you want to know, God, why this and why this way? It's because God has a purpose for you.
Right.
Now, you cannot die. No one can stop you. No one can do anything to you until you first fulfill your purpose. Because that's what you were born to do.
Yes.
When God formed you, He had purpose in mind.
Yes, He did.
And so, you know, it makes you wonder sometimes, and I know I'm always wondering, like, how can God use some people in the Bible? Because they had issues just like me.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, like, well, you did marvelous works through those people, but David had several wives, and Moses did this, and Abraham did this, and all of them had issues.
Yes.
But you know, the truth of the matter is, we have issues, but God has purpose.
Yes.
His purpose will grace over our issues.
Yes.
See, sometimes God doesn't want us to get to a point where we're saying, I got it made. So He'll lead you where everything around you is crazy, just so He can speak to you.
Yes.
And He can give you peace in the storm.
Yes.
See, when God gives you peace, He gives you peace beyond understanding. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm not supposed to be as calm in this crisis as I am. You ever found yourself going through something and you say, I wish I could get mad. Maybe if I could just curse them out, I'd feel better. You don't say that. If I can just say and think and do what I need to do in the crisis, it seems like it'll help me feel better. But all of a sudden, Christ show up in your life, and there you are loving your enemies. And you get mad with you because you want to be mad with them, but the love of God begins to overtake you, and so now you begin to pray for somebody who's been trying to kill you. And now you begin to speak blessings into the life of somebody who's trying to destroy you. Only because of the love of God that dwells inside of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Daniel found himself in a situation. Daniel's situation was, I'm looking at a man, and this man is telling me how to worship my God. Listen, don't you ever allow someone to make you compromise on worshiping God. If God is putting something in your heart, you do it. If they don't understand it, that's all right if you don't understand it. I'm not worshiping God for you. So you don't have to understand my praise. You don't have to understand my worship. This is between me and God. And I'm going to worship Him because He's been good to me. I'm going to worship because Daniel found himself in this situation. They tell Daniel, Daniel, you cannot pray. And what do they find Daniel doing?
Praying.
I wonder if God showed up in your house. What would he find you doing? You see, sometimes we have to understand that, when God allows to go low and allows to be on bending knees, it's the power of prayer that lifts you up.
Yes.
When you begin to pray, I'm talking about showing up, I know the word, showing up, good prayer, because you showing up hurting.
Yes.
When you're hurting for real, and you don't have time to dress that thing up, and words begin to come out, and you don't understand it, but you know you're talking to God, and you know he understands it, when you get to a point, I can't even articulate words, but God begin to move. When you get to a point, you and your secret closet, all of a sudden somebody show up, and you know it's not a ghost like that. It's the Holy Ghost that's stopping your secret closet. That's where God wants you to be. He'll show up in your life. He'll show up in your mess. When God shows up, he'll show out the things that you want, the things that you are finding yourself trapped into. When God steps in, God will loose you from that thing. God will loose you from that thing. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know where you are tonight. But I know somebody who has the key to your door. I know somebody who has the deliverance power to right where you are. He can pull you right out of that stuff. And when God begins to pull you out of it, sometimes he'll pull you out. And sometimes you look like where you've been. But he like it like that. Yeah, I just came from there. But I thank God that he delivered me anyway.
Amen.
You see, sometimes we want to come through and we want to be all cute and without scar.
My God.
See, God walks us through some things sometimes.
Yeah.
So we can have battle scars. So we can really be prayer warriors. So God says to Daniel, Daniel, you got to make a choice. Are you going to pray to me or are you going to compromise? Never compromise on the word of God. Now watch this. You may not like it, but do it. See, you don't have to like where God is pushing you, but do it. See, because sometimes God will push you in a place and you saying, God, I'm not being delivered. I'm getting deeper. Deeper in debt. Deeper in this relationship. Deeper in this. God, do you hear my prayers? Because you're taking me the wrong way. But remember, God knows the end of the thing already. So here you are starting on your journey. And God is saying, but I know how that thing gonna end up. See, so what he's doing is pulling you to him. And so from God's perspective, because he sits high and look low, it looks reversed to us, but it's all right with him. When you look in the mirror, things look reversed, but you trust what you see. God is saying you gotta trust what you see in the spirit man, not in the natural. The natural will fool you. In the natural, things may look like this and look like that, but you have to get out of the natural and get in the spirit realm. When you get in the spirit realm, stuff that used to distract me, I don't even see it anymore. He said, people used to say, I'm not even concerned about it anymore. And so Daniel says, you say, I need to stop praying. That ain't going to happen. Now, notice what the men do today. They all assemble, come together, knowing they're going to find Daniel praying. See, there are some people in your life.
All right.
They don't like you, but they'll team up with your buddy just to get you. And when they get you, then they separate from the clique that they were with. Be careful of your inner circle. See, sometimes we wonder why we're not getting the breakthroughs that we like. It's because sometimes the folks that you telling all your business to, all your inner circle, everybody in your circle ain't praying with you. There's some folk in your circle. God, I hope you don't do that. I hope they embarrassed. Everybody's not praying for you. Everybody is not, it's not there saying, God, pull that person through. Begin to tell people your business, and then you take two steps back and watch who's giving God. God glory with you. And then watch who's looking out the corner, waiting for you to fail. And so Daniel finds himself, he's bending, he's praying, they come, they arrest him, and the king, the Medes and Persians had these laws, and the laws could not change. So if they said it, they had to do it. And so the people come to the king and pressure the king and say, well, you're the king. Don't tell me you're going to let this little Hebrew boy change your mind. You said if they were praying, you got to do this. And so the king spent all night fasting for Daniel. Don't even like Daniel, but he fasted for him. Won't God make your enemies your footstool? He spent all night. He can't even sleep. And there Daniel is in the den of lions. Daniel sleep, but the king can't sleep. See, your enemies staying up all night trying to work out a plan for you, and they stand up all night, they can't sleep, but there your crazy self in faith, just sleeping, knowing that God got your protection, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, knowing that God got a hand of protection around you. You wake up the next morning, you fresh, they all tired, because you know God got you. So the next morning, the king runs to Daniel. As he runs to Daniel, quickly, early in the morning, he finally falls asleep about 4:59, and about 5:02, he wakes up and he runs to Daniel, because he know that now I couldn't stop the process. I couldn't stop the process. I couldn't stop the process. And that's what God is saying to us. I can't stop the process because I need to purge you. I need to purify you. I need to mature you. So I'm going to let that thing happen to you, but in the midst of it happening to you, it's happening for you. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. God is saying, I know where you are. I know that you're going through something, but even that crooked stuff, I can make straight. I know they walked out on you, but you still walked into me. I know they turned their back on you, but you turned your back to me. I know they counted you out, but I lifted you up. I know they said you were through, but I said we just get started. I know they said you'll never make it, but I said this is just the beginning between you and I. God has a master plan. You got to stay calm. In the crisis. So in the midst of going through something, in the midst of crisis, you have to disconnect yourself from your situation. Because you're not your situation. You are at all times a child of God. We make the mistake, all of us, we make the mistake of beginning to feel like what we're going through. Oh, how you doing? Well,
oh, Lord.
Just stop. Don't even tell me how you doing. I'm not in denial, but I'm facing God. I know that what I'm going through is real. I feel it. I see it. I'm not super spiritual. But at the same time, now he brought me through this, and he brought me through that, and he delivered me from this, and he saved me from that, and he rescued me from this, and he resurrected me from that. Now why would God stop today? God got a plan for you. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. And so what God is saying is that you just hold on just a little while longer. I'm going to deliver you out of this thing, but only in due time. See, remember, everything that God does, he does it for his glory. Because you would have never, ever known this story of Daniel if God had prevented Daniel from going into the den of lions. See, somebody's watching you. They don't believe this Bible stuff. Not understanding your life is a Bible stuff. You talking about, well, I don't know if the Bible is real. Watch me. Watch God deliver me. Watch the God in me. Watch him keep making a way out of nowhere. And so they keep looking at you and say, now how you doing that based off that little check? How you doing that with 4 or 5 children? How you doing that with this? How you doing that with this? Because God plus faith equals victory every time. Don't add stuff up. Don't look at the numbers. Just seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. He says, all else, baby, I'll add it to you. You need a healing, I'll add it to you. You need a financial blessing, I'll add it to you. You need a friend, I'll add it to you. Whatever it is that you need, he says, I'll add it and I'll it, baby. God is saying, that's how I do it, because I am in love with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You never would have heard of the story if God had prevented the story. So God says, okay, King, I'll allow that to happen. So he allowed the story of Daniel to happen. The king comes the next morning and see Daniel chilling.
Chilling.
That's right.
Chilling.
On the line. Chilling.
Lions all around. You do know the Bible says that Satan comes like a roar.
That's right. My God. Yeah.
He doesn't have any teeth. He just sound bad. That's some people in your life. Keep threatening you. Keep telling you what they're going to do to you. They've been telling you that for the last 10, 15, 20 years. And you still get stronger. You still growing. God's still opening doors. God's still making ways. And they still talking about what they're going to do to you. Nothing. Nothing. And so the next morning, there is Daniel just chilling. As a matter of fact, he is so comfortable, perhaps he used one of the lions as a pillow. And you know those struggles with pillows. You can't get it comfortable. You push it over here, push it over here. And so here's the big lion. I ought to get up and eat him up. But God has shut the mouth of the lion. But he's still pulling and trying to get everything comfortable. Because even though he is right in the presence of his enemies, he will fear no evil. Because God is right there. His rod and his staff is comforting me. And he said, yeah, I know. Satan thought he prepared a table for the lion for me, but no, baby, I'm sitting at the table right in front of my enemies, and I see you looking across the table in your mind what you gonna do to me, but you can't do nothing to me because God has his head of protection all around me.
Amen.
He screams out to Daniel. He says, Daniel. And Daniel says, here I am. You know what just came to my mind? I wish I could say, here I am to worship. Did you get it?
Yeah.
It's not just here I am, but this is a testimony. I gotta worship God for what God has just brought me through. So he says, here I am, not just showing up, but I'm gonna worship him. Just for who you are, I'm going to worship you. Here I am, just to worship. And so what Daniel understood is that what he's been through wasn't about him. It was about God getting the glory to show a man that God is the man. You see, people think that they're going to stop you. They're going to set you aside. They're going to freeze you out. They're going to sit you down. You can't do nothing to me. Because he that started a good thing in me, he's going to finish out. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Because God says, I begin this thing. And so you got to look straight into the devil's eye and say, you know what? He is Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He wrote the script for me. He even allowed some bumps and bruises to be in there. But that's all right. I'm coming out of my thing. I may be abused, but I'm coming out. I may be denied some stuff, but I'm coming out. I may be crazy and crippled, but I'm coming out. Because that's how God works. See, God will deliver you from some stuff just to show you who he is.
Thank you, Lord God.
Can't nobody sit you down.
Thank you, Lord God.
Can't nobody stop you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Can't nobody do nothing to you.
Yes, Lord God.
You keep on being about God's business. You keep on being about God's business. You see, the thing that God wants us to see in the midst of going through something, a crisis, is that when you begin to go through crises, you have to find a place that you can fast to. That is your focus. Don't look at your situation and circumstance.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at God.
Amen.
Because this too
shall pass.
Shall pass.
Yes, sir.
because I went through something looked like
yes,
this
sir.
Last week,
yes,
and
sir.
I'm still standing.
Hallelujah.
So this too shall pass. I've been through this, and this too passed, and God is going to continue.
Yeah.
So you got to find yourself something that you can focus on in the midst of going through something. Now, when you begin to focus on something, you have to also have faith. So you have to move from focus to a place of expectation. Not I'm just looking at you, God. No, God, I'm looking for you to move.
Yeah.
I'm looking for you to move. So I begin to expect God to do something. And when I begin to expect God to do something, then my spirit man begins to line up with God. When I line up with God, I can only tell God what my spirit man just said. So now I'm not praying amiss. I'm praying exactly what He wants me to pray. Now I'm expecting you to do something. Now once I begin to expect God to do something, I don't wait till He do it. Then I begin to find myself in a place of acceptance. That is, if you don't change it, you're still able. If you deliver me, I'm going to be all right. If you don't deliver me, I'm still going to be all right. So I move to a place of accepting what God is doing in my life. I don't like it, but I accept it. Because I know, God, if I can accept what you're doing, that is me communicating to you that you made, that you are in charge, that you know exactly what's going on. And so now after I move from a place of accepting God to do something, now I understand who really rules my life. It's not about talent or gift. It's about Him. See, in the midst of going through something, what Satan will always attack is your faith. He'll always attack your faith. When he attacks your faith, it makes us afraid. Fear. False evidence appearing real. It just looked real. Nothing to it. How can you put a man in a den of lions, and the man sleeps, and the next day the man gets up, and he's all right with what God has just did? When we say, God, have your way, really, let him have his way. Something about God, that when God begins to take you through something, He knows exactly every step. Now, if you move to the left or to the right, then what you do is you back up your blessing. You mess up the progress. And so God says, okay, back to the first grade. Let's go. Here I am going through the same thing all over again. Okay, God, I surrender. How you want to do this thing? What you want me to say? What you want me to do? Who you want me to love? Who you want me to forgive? You just tell me. Have your way. I'm just a vessel. And when you open up to God, God is saying, okay, now I can reach inside of you, pull out some stuff that doesn't belong to you, and I can pour a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. How many of you want a new thing inside of you? How many of you want to look at things and you want something different? Tired of the same old stuff. I want something different. And listen, God is not looking at whether or not you qualify. He's looking at whether or not you're obedient to Him. Not qualifications, obedience. And the truth of the matter is, you can open this Bible, with the exception of Jesus Christ that is in this Bible, there's not one man in this Bible that lived a life as well as you're living here. Every last one of them had some boo-boos along the way. Every last one of them, just like us. But if God used them,
what you say?
He can use you.
Yes,
God has no respect of person.
That's right.
If He did it for one, He'll do it again. And again. And again and again. That's the God that we serve. Have you been blessed tonight?
Yes.